Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their life. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Next Friday, on February 18th, I'll talk about an update on the ascension of the planet. And I also want to mention that I'm sorry I wasn't able to be with you last week. I got a cold and couldn't do my show, but I hope you enjoyed that replay that we gave you last week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we're already in the midst of our pre-order sale for the 2012 Good Timing Guide and Newsletters. Now through March 10th, you can save about 20% on your Good Timing Guide and or newsletters for next year. It's your pre-order that allows us to print the guides. So we thank you with this special sale once a year. It's the only sale we have for new guides, so now is the time to take advantage of it. If you want to be more successful in 2012 and get better results for your important activities, then a Good Timing Guide is essential. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait with easy-to-read color codes. You can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind everyone in the Portland, Oregon area that I'll be speaking at the Oregon Astrological Association meeting next Friday, February 18th and Saturday the 19th. My topic will be Astrology's Economic Forecast for 2011 on Friday night. Then on Saturday's workshop, I'll talk about 10 keys to thriving during our economic changes. And finally, for those of you in the Seattle area, I'll be speaking on Thursday, February 24th at East West Bookshop in Seattle at 7 p.m. My topic for that will be Astrology's Economic Forecast for 2011. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. On the homepage, click on the link for my appearances. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're still in the cycle of Sun conjunct Mars in Aquarius. This is one of the cycles responsible for what we're seeing in Egypt and lots of other places. The cycle is very high energy, even warrior energy. Its primary purpose is to stand up for yourself and especially to stand up in situations that impact groups and or human rights. It's especially hot to start new solutions for very old problems. So we're seeing a lot of these situations from Egypt to local state situations, even work situations. The Sun and Mars are now trine to Saturn, and this has been great energy. Not only can you get a lot done, but you can make some long-term accomplishments. Even more important, you're likely to have the support of your manager or someone in control who wants to assist you, just like Egypt got the military to help them. Now, together, you can accomplish some great achievements more easily than usual. And these cycles have already peaked, but Sun conjunct Mars stays in range through February 18th. They're trying to Saturn stays in range through February 13th. Now, part of the challenge we're witnessing in Egypt is the Jupiter square Pluto cycle. This cycle is strongly associated with power plays. Jupiter in Aries has the archetype of fools rush in where angels fear to tread. You know anyone like that? This is a fearless Jupiter. Jupiter represents how we grow in abundance in general. Pluto represents power and or the powers that be, debt, death, and transformation. In this case, we get a lot of power issues. And the people who are forcing the issue are not afraid of the powers that be. Just think about the statement of one of the Egyptian protesters in Tahrir Square who said, "We're not leaving Tahrir Square until we die." Those people are not afraid to stand up for themselves and their rights, even if it means dying. I read a comment in the Wall Street Journal about how the fear barrier had been broken. That's Jupiter in Aries, fearless. Jupiter square Pluto can also mean that you may find more cops out on the freeways, especially motorcycle cops, or at least it might seem like that. So be extra careful about speeding when you drive. Plus, Jupiter square Pluto is often associated with big debt issues. We're watching this issue right now, especially in relation to many of the states and local bonds. In addition to large debts, a lot of states have severely underfunded or bankrupt pension funds. So they're about to have their bonds downgraded by Moody's. In fact, the municipal bond market started crashing in November, and it's gotten a lot worse since this cycle came back into range on January 22nd. Now, if you own any non-taxable bonds, either directly or as part of a mutual fund or an electronically traded fund, sell now before you lose any more money. The municipal bond market will continue to worsen. So buy some gold with what you still have, and you can make it back quickly. Jupiter square Pluto peaks on February 25th, and it stays in range through March 27th. Now, next, we're starting an excellent and very practical communication cycle. This cycle is Mercury trine Saturn. This cycle is excellent for organizing, planning projects, and getting all the logistics right. Even better, it's great at combining both old and new ideas to achieve a stable but progressive plan. If you're tempted to clean closets now, this energy is terrific for deciding what to keep and what to toss. This cycle just came into range yesterday on February 10th. It peaks on Monday, February 14th, and stays in range through February 17th. It's a great weekend to clean up. But I know what's really on the agenda for this weekend. Love, roses, chocolate, some wine, and romance. So what's it look like for Valentine's Day on Monday? Well, there's a sense of wanting to have some fun and romance with the moon opposite Venus. But there's also the feeling that you want to be practical and not spend too much money. That's the cycles of the moon and Venus both square to Saturn. And if that's how you feel, just get those kids out of the house. You have a whole weekend to trade kids back and forth with neighbors or friends. Then plan a delightful and romantic dinner for two at home. Get out lots of candles and little white lights left over from Christmas. Buy a divine chocolate dessert and a favorite wine. Get some inexpensive flowers from the grocery store, and then make a nice romantic meal at home. Put on something sexy to wear and some romantic music. Who says you need to go out and spend a fortune to enjoy Valentine's Day? When you're ready, you're a lot closer to the bedroom, too. Venus square Saturn often gives us a feeling of scarcity or feeling like we can't have what we want. All that feeling does for us, though, is push money away. A better use of this energy would be to see yourself conserving your resources in a responsible way so you can have what you need and more. Just know that the universe is always providing more of whatever you focus on, feel, think, or talk about. So within your limits, find a way to feel prosperous so you can attract more of that to you. Venus square Saturn comes into range tomorrow, February 12th. It peaks on February 18th and stays in range through February 23rd. Next, we're headed for a big party in Aquarius. Sun, Mars, Mercury, and Neptune are all getting together there in the very late degrees of Aquarius. These combined energies are excellent for inspiring others to take important actions, especially actions that help improve a situation for a group or for human rights. A lot of new ideas can get started with these energies. The Sun and Neptune can be quite visionary. It can also be a fun time to watch adventure movies, but also watch out that you don't get sick or lose your energy by overdoing too much. Mars conjunct Neptune can feel like your energy is scattered or running away. So do what you can to maintain a strong immune system. This party starts in Aquarius on February 16th, peaks on February 17th through the 20th, and stays in range through February 22nd. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Notice that next Friday, February 18th, is the next full moon. This means that now is the time to start planning conversations with decision makers for next week. Most major decisions get made within a few days of the full moon when everything can be seen and the whole picture becomes available. So check in Monday through Thursday with those decision makers to determine if you're in the running for a favorable decision. And if not, keep answering objections until you are. Many major decisions will get made by the end of next week, so prepare for that. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio, so you don't need to take notes. To receive this information, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the homepage. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free. Get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve UrbanRace.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Bagel Oasis has been baking Seattle's best bagels since 1988. Using only the finest natural ingredients and old-fashioned baking methods to create a bagel that is unparalleled. Now, add an array of specialty sandwiches and omelets, soups from scratch daily, and you have a delectable experience making Bagel Oasis my number one pick. So if it's a bag of fresh bagels or a breakfast or lunch treat that won't break your budget, Bagel Oasis is the place for you. Located in Seattle on 65th and Ravenna. Check out today's specials at SeattleBagelOasis.com and pre-order by calling 206-526-0525. That's SeattleBagelOasis.com. And remember, call 206-526-0525.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And I also do relationship charts to help you understand your most important relationships. So get a roadmap to your success by scheduling a consultation soon. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and love is definitely in the air, you know, with the Valentine's Day just right around the corner, and everyone out of the stores getting their chocolates or flowers or, you know, maybe making those reservations.
Right.
Yeah, we actually have a caller, Amala. She's calling in from Avon, Connecticut. She's actually looking for love. So, gentlemen or ladies, whichever you choose, peek your ears up. She's looking, and she wants to know maybe if someone's out there for her. Her birth date is 12/16. Of 73 at 9:44 a.m. and she was born in New Britain, Connecticut. So Amala, hope I didn't embarrass you too bad. So
no, well, not at all.
Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Nothing much. You've pretty much summed it up.
Awesome.
I'm just looking for Mr. Wright. It's been a while.
Okay.
I was wondering
okay.
what you saw in the stars.
Well, now have you ever been married or? Or had a long
time? No, I've never been married. I don't have any kids. Nothing.
Okay. Well, one thing to know just about yourself is that you, you know, being a Sag, you know, freedom's somewhat important to you.
Yes.
And so there's a certain feeling for you that, you know, you don't want to get caught.
Yes.
And so when you're putting out that vibration, that's what you get.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So part of you has to be willing to get caught.
Yes.
And go through that intimacy game.
Yep.
And so, you know, you certainly have potential. Now, the guy that probably would interest you is somebody that's fairly athletic.
Are you asking me that?
No, I'm just telling you what it looks like in your chart.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. In your chart, it looks like you'd like somebody who's fairly athletic or strong, perhaps muscular, you know, somebody that...
Absolutely, that's true.
Yeah. And so, you know, one thing to do is make sure you're putting yourself in places where those kind of guys would be.
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard, though, because, you know, I am social, but I'm, you know, it's a balance. I'm not going to go to every single social event either.
Right.
If I'm not feeling it, I'm not going to go.
Right.
I'm very, very specific being where I am in my life right now as far as if it feels right, then I go. If it doesn't, then I don't. That's
right.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's good. You should always trust your intuition on things like that.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
One thing I did notice is that you have kind of a skip step going on right now. And it's almost, I want to say... this is kind of important for you because it's almost like you're ready to partner up before you're really ready.
yeah.
Does that make any sense to you?
That totally makes sense, yes.
Okay. So that's the skip step, is that you're trying to partner up before you're really ready.
I feel ready. Maybe that's, you know, like I've just been, I don't know, it's been a lot of heartache in the last 5 years, and I guess I'm getting frustrated with myself. I'm like, what else do you want me to do out there, universe? I'm talking to the universe. So
right. Sure. And did you do any kind of, I don't know, emotional freedom and healing releases or anything like that?
Yes, therapy? I do that every day. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So if you're doing it every day, it might be that you need a little deeper type of session. You might want to get something with a coach on something like that.
Okay. Okay.
And on my website, Peg Donahue does that kind of work. If you could click under Meet Our Guides at AskMadeline.com, Meet Our Guides, Peg Donahue does that kind of work. And she can guide you through a process that goes a little bit deeper than just like EFT does.
Right.
Now, one thing about this situation where you're sort of ready, but you're not really ready, it's just to be thinking about, you know, There's probably some sense of you feeling like you're going to give up being your authentic self, or that you're giving up your freedom or something in order to have a relationship. So
you're right on. Absolutely.
So that is the issue that you have to resolve, you know, that you can have freedom within a relationship. And until you believe that is true at an emotionally physical level, you won't be sending out a vibration where you will attract the person. Because you'll always be saying, no, not me. Energetically.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That totally makes sense.
Okay, good. Okay, so work on that, and I would recommend you contact Peg. You can probably get a custom release that fear.
Do you think it could happen this year, though?
Could it happen this year? I think, you know, you have a very strong aspect in your chart that is great for love. So, I mean, that's going to be getting activated.
Okay.
You know, I mean, every month that gets activated.
Right, right.
There's not, you know, and I'm only looking at one set of cycles, you know, but, I mean, there's no reason why you can't activate it now.
All right. Well, I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You are very accurate.
thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Amala, and good luck to you. Definitely start really soon, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying in reference to, you know, Valentine's Day, I know some people
right.
maybe like, you know, it's kind of like a day for, like, you know, everyone feeling good and stuff like that. Although I will say this, though, there are 364, you know, days out of the rest of the year that you can spend love and cherish and, you know,
That's
go looking
right.
for. It doesn't need to be that one day.
But true.
But it doesn't help. Or it doesn't, you know, hurt to help.
It doesn't hurt anyway.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. It doesn't hurt
sure.
to help. So,
yeah.
One more caller. Let's take Chris. She's calling in from Seattle. She's looking to move, and this would be from her little abodes, domiciles. She was born 3/22/49 at 9:24 p.m. in Seattle. She the moving situation, let's get a little more information from her. Chris, welcome to the show. What's exactly going on?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I'm kind of ready, but not ready.
I was just going to say.
Well, the packing part is what's keeping me not ready.
I see. Have you considered hiring somebody?
Yes.
Okay.
I have. As of this morning, yes, I have.
Okay. Have you found a place to move to?
I have an area, and I have a couple places in mind, yeah.
Okay, but you have not found your new spot, is that it?
I have not found my new spot.
Okay. And are you buying or are you renting?
Buying.
Buying. Oh, okay. That's a little bigger and more.
Little bigger picture, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I see here is that you're really, really, really ready for a very big change in your life.
Yes.
And, you know, moving, I think, is just it's part of it, you know. But there might be other things that you're interested in as well, which could include some form of liberating yourself in some
from a form of what?
Liberating yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. So that you feel more freedom, more. You know, you're ready, man.
Yes.
You're bursting at the seams, ready to just take off and do something completely different.
I've been getting some energy healing done.
Great. That's terrific. Yeah. So what is your question about the move then? Did I answer it yet or not?
Kind of area of town. Do you see anything?
Oh, an area of town.
Yeah, just
do you live in Seattle now?
Yeah,
you
as
do.
In north, south, east, and west. That means something to me. If
okay, so now, where you look like you naturally live is in the. Let's see. Here.
It's in the south.
Yeah, we'll see. Where your sun is, Sun, Mars, and Venus, would be in the. North west part of town.
Hmm.
You might look over there to see if there's something that attracts you there.
Okay.
But you actually might want to check in with a locational astrologer. And I usually recommend Mark Dodis down in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
For that. And he's on the website, D-O-D-I-C-H, Dodis. And so you might want to check with him for, you know, there are different cycles that occur, different years and things like that. It's fairly complex.
Yeah.
And so I would recommend that you check in with him if you're looking for a serious part of the location. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for answering my question.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. They say that love makes the world go round. Well, it's what makes money go round. So when you're in love, you're in high energy, and money is so attracted to that energy. So while we're focused on love, remember to also focus on self-love. That's the real key to loving others and to bringing more money to you. Creating more money and love are both inside jobs. So this weekend and on Monday, find ways to love yourself and the important people in your life that will increase your prosperity. Now, next Friday on February 18th, after I talk about what's up in the heavens, I'll give you an update on the ascension of the planet and my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to pre-order your 2012 Good Timing Guide and newsletter so you can save on our once-a-year sale. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.